Hi. It's good to meet you. I'm good. Yeah, it's spring, and while it's sort of rainy, I do just love the spring vibe. Spring is definitely 100% my favorite season. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like April showers brings May happiness. Yes. Okay. Yeah, how are you? Awesome. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, definitely. I can take you through my resume. So I have 5 years of experience with content creation. That I have created content, blog content, social media content, email content as well. And I'm really passionate about iterating on processes and improving them, that I set ambitious goals for myself for click-through rates and views, and I was able to meet my metrics and improve how we were writing and improve how we were connecting with people. And I think that's so important. It's how are you connecting with the other people? That's the big word in my life. It's connection. So being able to improve and iterate and improve that connection and how we're able to make that connection is so powerful to me. Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's a really good question. When have I had a difficulty making that connection? Yeah. So there was a time when I had to give feedback to one of my coworkers, and I was trying to express this feedback in a very nice way, that I talked about what I thought this coworker did well, and I also expressed what I thought that she could improve, and she had a reaction to it, that she was offended, and I feel like what I was trying to communicate wasn't being communicated. And so, because I realized that we had that miscommunication, that I reached out to her again and said I didn't mean to offend you, and I explained where I was coming from, and we came to an understanding. And I think that's really powerful, to always come into interactions with a positive mindset, of a gracious and inviting mindset, and the realization that communication is a two-way street, right? It isn't just you say something and you knew your meaning behind it, and that's it. A lot of it is coming back to understanding. Communication and connection is just as much about listening as it is about speaking. Communication is important, and communication and connection, they're all tied together. CNC. Yeah. Definitely. So I consider myself to be really detail oriented, that I'm able to spot discrepancies or typos. I can spot those typos. And while I am really detail oriented, I still am able to see the big picture and to recognize that sometimes, honestly, the details don't matter, right? Where it's like sometimes you don't need to get caught up in like comma splices went with the overall picture of the message of what you're writing. Yeah, I mean, for real, like, commas are a beast. Commas are very complicated. Commas are special. And that is another C word, you know, connection and communication and commas, everything is all together, those C's. Yeah, and definitely, so the goals that I have, I want to definitely improve and continue to build my communication skills. You can always learn and build on your skills, and I would love to be a content manager. I think that would be really exciting, and I think growing with your company, it sounds really great, because I'm really drawn to the fact of the culture that you have within your organization, that it just sounds so fun, and the value that you place on your people and taking care of them. I think it's really great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would love to know what is the collaboration like on this team, and what collaboration would someone have in this role? Okay, awesome. That sounds really great and really exciting. Definitely. And I am drawn to how collaborative this team is and how invested in teamwork you guys are. Yeah. I understand that you have other candidates that you want to move forward with. I really appreciate that you're being upfront with me and telling me now. I think that's great versus, you know, getting an email. I don't like those emails. Anyway, I just want to say that I really think that your company is so cool, and I just, like, I would do anything to work there. And I don't know if there's anything that I can do to change your mind. I just, you know, I've been job searching for over a year, and it's like, even before that, I didn't like my job. I was before, and I just feel like I've never landed anywhere that I love. And I just, you have another appointment interview. Okay. Yeah. I understand. I think professionalism is important, but please, like, can you just 5 more minutes, please, just, like, 5 more minutes, I want to just make my case. Like, make my case, okay? Okay. I just wanna make my case. Okay. Okay. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. They tell you to take deep breaths, you know. So, I just, you know, I'm just going to move this shirt I have, just move it, so my shoulder is showing. Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, my shoulder is just a little cold. I'm a really hard worker, okay, and I pick things up really quickly, and, you know, I understand WordPress and Drupal, and I'm really great, and I, you know, would be happy to help you out, you know, because I know that work and life can be so stressful, right? It can be so stressful. So, you know, just yeah, it can be so stressful. And I know sometimes you just like you need a helping hand, right? You just need a helping hand and something to help alleviate that stress. And I think like that's another asset that I wasn't able to talk about earlier in the interview. I'm really good at, you know, helping with stress relief. Like, really good. And yeah, you know, my top doesn't help with stress relief, so why should it be on? Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so these two things that I'm holding in my hands, I think those could really, really help with stress relief. You know, can you imagine something between these two things that I'm holding? Just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Squeezing my tits between your cock. I want your cock in between my tits. Yeah. Yeah. You think I have great tits? I fucking know I have great tits. Yeah. Do you have a lot to offer? And it's not just my tits. I have a great tongue too, you know. And you know, once I've been fully vaccinated, I'd be happy to make some house calls or, you know, There's a reason that there's space underneath the desk, right? That's where someone belongs. Yeah. Okay. So, it's been 5 minutes. I want to respect your time. You're still moving forward with other candidates, but you'll be jacking off to this because you were recording it? Oh, fuck. Okay. Okay. Thank you for your time, and I will put my shirt back on. Okay. Have a good day. Bye.